What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Sincerely with Love podcast with your host, Leland Stone. That is me. I am he. I am him. That's right. I'm him. You know what I'm saying? I'm him. And thank you for listening to episodes 1, 2, and 3. I greatly appreciate that. Let me know if you have any feedback, what I should put into the episodes, what I should take out of the episodes, how I can be better at it. I'm not perfect at this podcasting thing. I'm still learning, still trying to get better, taking advice as it comes, and trying to build whatever it is that I can. You know, hopefully this podcast has been entertaining. It's a good listen. And it is bringing some sort of joy to not only myself, but to someone else. Maybe someone else is going through the same mental struggles or confusion. I wouldn't say struggles. Maybe the confusion of it all. Maybe somebody else is going through a bad breakup and it's helping them. Maybe a divorce like me. So hopefully that this episode or these episodes are helpful. And it are encouraging people, you know, to do whatever it is to find peace within themselves and peace in whatever situation they are in. So I am, you know, still sipping on some tea, but we've been unfortunately reduced to tea bags because I don't got no more K cups and this is just what I've been reduced to, so yeah, we basic today. But on another note, we just had the Big Country block party, and that was, I would say, a success. It seems like everyone enjoyed themselves, and everything went well. 99.9% of it went well. You know, there was a little mishap towards the end, but that is what it is. But it seems as if everyone enjoyed themselves and truly wanted to be there. And that's one thing that I believe me and my brother wanted to do, was just have an event where it would just be fun. People can come, relax, you know, eat. It was just basic food, so it wasn't like anything crazy as far as them eating some crazy extravagant food. So we had the DJ, and so I hope everyone had a good time. It seemed like everyone did. Had a few coworkers here, the usual family members, the homies, which are my family, some people I've never met before, but they seemed okay. Some neighbors. So it was a good little turnout of events. And I hope that everyone truly had a good time. And yeah. So that's what happened in August. And now the start of September comes. And what's going on other than football season has returned. Whether you're watching college football or NFL football. Hey, I'm on it. I'm on it. And it's all about the Eagles. We going back to back on them. Hey, that first game versus Dallas was, you know, it was rough. But we pulled it through. We pulled it through. That's all that matter. A win is a win. Whether you win by an inch or a mile, a win is a win. And if you ain't first, you last. So, hey, that's what it is. So, my dog Jalen, he balled out. Jalen Hurts, that is. He balled out, you know, did his thing and propelled us to victory. Somebody get Adoree Jackson off the field, because CeeDee and them boys were eating him up. I mean, I couldn't do no better, but I don't play sports, you know what I'm saying? But he was getting ate up out there. He's supposed to be, you know, a cornerback, but that boy was getting torched out there. Barbecue chicken, you know what I'm saying? My dog Jalen Carter, hey man, Dak baited you, but you gotta stop spitting, bro. Hey, you can't do that man like that. Don't spit on him. You're wrong in that situation. I mean, that definitely baited you, but you can't act react like a, a YM, my guy. You gotta somebody gotta be accountable for Jalen, JC. Somebody gotta, watch where you're at all times. You know what I'm saying? That should never happen. But hey, I think he learned some. He is a young. He's super dominant, but he's just young and a hothead, and so he might not think things through. But hopefully, at the older he gets, the more veterans are around him, he'll work through those things, and he won't have those type of mistakes anymore. So he know the next time, hey, let me just chill out and just let my play, do the talking for me, do the disrespect for me. Because when he right and he out there, man, I don't think there's nobody that can stop him for real. When he motivated and he right, ain't too many people out there that can stop that man when he ready. So, and he does everything for our defense. It all starts with him. So Adoree Jackson might not have looked so bad. I highly doubt it, but everything starts with him on defense. He plugs that hole and people work off of him well. And we signed the DN Zadarius. I think it's Zadarius Smith, I think that's his last name. So we got some more edge rush. I hope we get another corner. Maybe we can trade some. And we got to do a better job of getting my boy AJ Brown the ball too, because that man gonna ask for a trade soon. So that play caller got to do something better, because that boy, looking in his eyes, he ready to go. That boy don't even care that he won a championship. He ready to go. So our next game at the Chiefs, so it'll be interesting. JC avoided suspension, so hopefully they don't do nothing crazy, or he don't do nothing crazy, get kicked out of this game too. So hopefully he learned his lesson and we can go out here and start 2-0, and we can put another beat down on the Chiefs, because they not that good, and the refs been babying them and getting them to where they need to be. Patty Mahomes, you try that stuff on the sideline with one of our linebackers, get laid out there, boy. But yeah, that's enough sports talk. The games of football. These football games have been good. Aaron Rodgers still look like he might have a little sum in the tank. I thought that was enough for sports talk, but I remember there was more. McCarthy, he had a good game yesterday. He threw that pick six, and then he came back and balled out. He looked decent, which I thought he would probably be decent. He looked pretty good. Caleb Williams, still being Caleb Williams, he had some good stuff. He had some bad stuff, but one thing about Caleb, bro, I don't like his body language. I don't like his body language no time in the games. Like, he just seemed like everything bothers him. Like, he's just annoyed with it all. Like, he just plays, I don't know, when he maybe he's just a front runner. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's just a front runner and he's good when things are going good and he winning, but when he's losing or facing the adversity, he's just like down and moping, and like he just doesn't look like a quarterback, like in those moments, like somebody I would want if I played football to lead me through stuff. Oh, back to that Eagles Dallas game. Yo, Dallas was that was out there torching my squad though. That was playing, balling out. You know what I'm saying? That was balling out. I don't care if they lost or not. Y'all can say what y'all want. That was balling out. Oh, y'all to be hating on Dak? Y'all better stop hating on that man. Dak was balling out. I mean, they probably would have beat us if CD ain't dropped, what, three, four passes? So Dak was balling out. I ain't a hater. I keep it true. Aaron looked decent. Fields look good. Fields look decent too. Fields look good. And for everybody that kept asking about we should have kept Slay. Y'all saw what happened to Slay out there with Garrett Wilson. That boy was getting cooked up. Yeah, we did the right thing. We did the right thing. Would have got ate up by CD too. So yeah, let Slay go on about his business. He got ate up. Cause y'all remember them other years? What was it, 2 years ago when it was Slay and Trashberry or Bradberry? Yeah, them boys were getting cooked on the regular. That's why we ain't win the Super Bowl, cause of Trashberry. So hey, Slay, he did his thing last season and helped us, but he got cooked up some last year. But he getting cooked this year for sure, I see. So it was good that we just let him go ahead and walk. Put that money towards JC contract when it come up. Reed Blankenship. But our secondary looked bad. I mean, it whole secondary looked bad. Herbert balled out. Herbert balled out. I missed that game. But I watched the highlights. And Herbert balled out. Jaden Daniel balled out. Hey, Jaden probably gonna be a problem. I think he's gonna be a problem. I don't know about no sophomore slump. I don't know about that. I was thinking, hey, they get that book on them. They got a whole season of book, and they can we can, scheme against them. I don't know. Maybe the Giants just really that bad. I don't know. The Giants might just be that bad, and that's why he looked like he ain't miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he played as good in the championship game. I think it was his squad that was like kept fumbling. And I mean, I think he threw that one interception, but I think that was towards the end of the game. But yeah, his squad kept fumbling. So maybe that wasn't him. Who else? Danny Dimes was out there balling. Danny Dimes was balling. That makes you wonder, but that boy, Anthony Richardson, I don't know what's going on with him. He might have lost his job. Who else was out there balling? What's going on with the Dolphins? Them boys looking bad out there. Dolphins looking bad. Yeah. I don't know. They might need to trade Tyreek. Tua ain't it. That's for sure. They might as well just go ahead and get in these sweepstakes for Arch Manning. Everybody about to start losing to try to get Arch. I don't even know if he coming out this year. I mean, he looked decent at other game versus, I don't even know who that was, but he looked decent that second game. He looked decent, but that wasn't no crazy tough opponent, so it's hard to judge somebody when you playing them guys. The Browns still being the Browns, they might as well just, I don't know why they don't just bench Flacco. Put in them young boys, bro. See what you got. Cause if you ain't got nothing, then you need to be back in the draft, trying to get Arch Manning or that boy from South Carolina or whoever else, somebody. I mean, you need to figure it out. Like, y'all ain't going to the playoffs, bro. It's too many teams in y'all division alone that could go to the playoffs. You could have two from your division that go to the playoffs. So how y'all think y'all going in, man? Y'all ain't getting in. So just bench, put Joe Flacco as third, play the Gabriel boy, one game, 2 games, 3 games, see what he got. He don't show nothing, then put in Shador. Let him play about 3 games. I don't see the purpose of having Flacco in there. Flacco ain't gonna get y'all nowhere. So put that man on the bench. Joe Burrow looking basic. He got, as much as they be out here clowning and trashing Jalen Hurts and all sorts of stuff, and they make excuses all the time for Joe Burrow He had one good season. One good season where he went to the Super Bowl and lost. And they just praise this man like, you know, nobody's business. He had one good season. He looked basic out there. Basic. And y'all can't even say that, his running game was, I think it was all right. His offensive line ain't never been that great, but hey, you can't use that as no excuse because he just put up last season 4,000, 5,000 yards, whatever it was. He put up last season. That wasn't no excuse then. You know what I'm saying? But he looked basic out there. What do you got, like 115 yards? I mean, you can easily say that his receivers and Jalen Hurts' receivers, what? You know what I'm saying? So you can't use that competition or that excuse or whatever it is. He looked basic out there. They got to stop praising him. Let him show something. He ain't been to the playoffs. Y'all want to always say that Jalen Hurts this and Jalen Hurts that. That man ain't had no OC every single year. Had a different OC every single year. And he been to the playoffs at least every single year. Every other year, he go to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean, you gotta like start holding these quarterbacks accountable. Justin Herbert look good. You know what I'm saying? He look good. Beat my homeboy. That was straight. Lamar about to get sued by that boy. He had that neck brace on. So Lamar Jackson about to get sued anyway. So he gonna be hemmed up in court for a little while with that. So he gonna have to settle with my man with the neck brace. I mean, it is what it is. I don't blame him though. Hey, right is right, wrong is wrong. I mean, he was wrong hitting them players, but hey, I come out there with a neck brace on too. If Lamar Jackson just pushed me back into the stands, you know, I ain't saying he gonna get no money, but he probably will get a little something for him to go away. For real, for real. Honestly, he got banned indefinitely too. So yeah, they probably just give him a little something for him to shut up and go away. Honestly, because I mean, could the players press charges on him for maybe assault? I don't know what that is. He hit them though, so maybe they could do something if he try to sue. But he definitely suing. He got that neck brace on, he's suing. That was a good game too. I just don't understand what Lamar be doing, bro. Like, I don't understand what he be doing sometimes. Like, I don't get it. Like, he be front-running sometimes, I feel like. Like, because they shouldn't have won that game. The Bills shouldn't have won that game. And I know whatchamacallit fumbled Henry. That ain't normal like that. But the Ravens got the best squad in the NFL, bro. They can't say the Eagles do or none. Because our back end is suspect. Quinion and Cooper DeJean, they good. They good second-year players. And they played amazing last year. But them boys are going to get torched some, too. Like, they about to get torched some, too. And then we got Reed Blankenship. And we don't know who the other safety is. Like, you can put Makuba in there sometimes, or you gonna have to do the Sidney Brown and the other corner. I mean, I don't even know. You gonna keep putting Adoree out there, keep getting barbecue chickened up? So nah, bro. The Ravens got the best squad in the league, and it ain't even close. Jair was getting cooked though. Won't Jair out there getting cooked? So it's hard to say, man. It's hard to say. What's gonna happen? The Colts look decent though. Jets look decent, man. I ain't hearing what nobody else talking about. Jets look decent. I mean, they lost, but yeah, they look decent. I know the Patriots lost, and they got what, Mel Williams from the Eagles? What he do? What Josh Sweat do? I don't believe them boys did nothing. It's easy to do something when you just gotta beat single coverage when JC out there getting doubled and tripled. So then you just got yourself or the person in front of you to worry about when that man over here getting doubled or triple teamed. So it is what it is. I don't know if they did nothing, but they gave them boys a lot of money for them to hopefully help their defense. And I'm happy for Micah. I'm happy for Micah too. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for him. I know he ain't do that much in the game versus who the heck did they even play? Oh, Detroit. Jared Goff looked suspect out there. He ain't high as OC. Jared Goff looked a little suspect out there, huh? It's another one y'all be glorifying. Yeah, looked a little suspect out there without his man, Ben Johnson. I don't know. But I'm happy for Micah, though. I think it was needed. I think Dallas gonna be better without him, honestly. I think they will be better without him because it'll be more of a like a team thing, you know? Like, as much as they want to try to say all this stuff now about Micah, you know what I'm saying? I can see him being what they said he is, you know? And I think Micah gonna do good in Green Bay because he was hurt. He was hurt that he got traded. And I don't believe he wanted to get traded, but sometimes you burn a bridge without even knowing. Maybe that podcast did affect people. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he shouldn't have did the podcast, but hey, I got my own podcast now, so I can't tell another man what he shouldn't do. I think that he should have just maybe focused on football a little more and let the podcast just chill for maybe the off season or something. But, or maybe bye weeks. But, I mean, he young, man. He'll figure it out. He got, what, 188 mil? Shoot. Can't tell him nothing. I'll podcast it up, too. 188 mil? I'll podcast that check. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think he did good out there. He did a little bit of pressures. Sped up golf, got a sack. And it looks like they really want him. You know, that's what it looks like to me. Like, they really want him there, and they're excited to have him there. So, that's one thing that I did like to see. When he did get the sack, it just seemed like they were celebrating, the coaching staff and the players on the sidelines. And then I saw them doing some sort of Green Bay Packers celebration or something, and he had to learn it on the fly type of thing. So it looked like he'll do good there. I hope he does do good there, besides when he played the Eagles, because, you know, Eagles over everything. We don't mess with nobody. So I hope he does good. But that's enough sports talk for today, you know, on this episode of, you know, the Sincerely Podcast. That's enough, you know, sports talk. Let's get into some a little different, some dating stuff and what else been going on. So that was about 20 some minutes of sports talk. But so what I've been going through right now with life and what I've been doing. I would say that I just been focusing on me, figuring out what makes me happy and, you know, trying to figure out plans on continued peace and finding, you know, that peace within and doing the stuff to make me feel better about myself so that you gotta love yourself and love who you are before you can love somebody else. So I truly believe that. So I've been trying every sort of facial. The thing is, with my job, I got to shave. And I guess from previous shaving experiences, I didn't use the right chemicals or facial stuff. I didn't know, you know, I never had to shave like that before. So I do have dark spots on my face, and I've tried every single facial treatment that I can think of to try to get rid of them. And I'm still trying out stuff. I'm going to keep trying out stuff. But I do have a nice little facial routine that I do. And I guess the dark spots came from having to shave. So I have to shave for work. It's just what I have to do. It is what it is. I mean, I don't mind. I just want to, you know, get my face in tip-top shape. You know what I'm saying? So it's looking moisturized and healthy. So I do have a bunch of different facial products that I try to do day and night. So I do that, and I use certain type of shaving cream, and so I've been trying, and then I've been trying to whiten my teeth and use different whitening toothpaste, whitening mouthwash, the little whitening little strips or whatever I got from the dentist. So I'm trying to do the things to make me happier about myself. Trying to go to the gym. I have a hard time gaining weight though, man. So I think I'm gonna eventually get a trainer, because I do want to try to gain some weight. And I probably don't eat enough as is right now, but maybe they can put me on the right path. But my problem is I don't do no legs right now currently, because man, my knees be popping when I'm just walking. And so that gym be scaring me. Like, I go up and down stairs at work, and so I don't be trying to do too much leg activity, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, I ain't trying to tear no thing, God forbid, you know, ACL, PCL, none of that. But them jumps be popping with me walking, just regular walking around the house. I can hear them jumps popping. But I remember I went to the, I don't know, it was a knee specialist or maybe it's a bone specialist. And he just told me that my knees are kind of like misaligned, and they have like arthritis behind the kneecaps, behind the patella. And so he gave me these activities to try to strengthen the knee. And of course I did it for like a week. But at that time, man, I wasn't concerned with that stuff, you know. I was still living in Richmond, living my best life, you know, at the tree house. So I wasn't concerned with trying to do no knee strengthening activities. But now I need that paper. I don't know what happened to it. Our whole homeboy can send me that paper again, but I'll try to find something online to try to, you know, help with that. Cause yeah, they be popping just walking regular, and I can hear them popping. So I'm just doing what I feel to be best for me, to make me feel better about myself and the decisions I've made thus far in life, and making peace of everything, and trying to become a better man one way or another. And so every little bit of the things that I do is all about peace for me and making me a better person. One thing I will say, another thing that I'll say, is dating and starting over and all that, that's different now. It's one of those things now where social media truly has skewed the lines of like what dating is really supposed to be and what you're supposed to get out of it. And if you're not getting these certain things out of it, then don't date this person. I think that's what it's become. it's become less about trying to truly find love and trying to find what you can get from this person or that person, or what you can get out of that person. And on the, I believe on the last episode, either on episode 2 or 3, I'm not really sure which episode it was, I talked about how I was interested in someone and how things were going, and they were going good and I enjoy her company. Well, I did. But I don't anymore. And I've noticed that I lose patience way quicker now. Yeah. Way quicker. So I don't think I dislike her or anything like that. I don't trust people. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone as far as I can throw them anymore. And if you know me, I'm a skinny guy, so pretty much I'm not throwing anyone very far at all. So I don't trust people. I trust people for what they show me. And I believe what they show me. I don't listen to what they tell me or any of that. I believe what they show me. 100% of what they show me. I don't listen. I don't do any of that. I don't do no hearsay, none of that. I solely watch what they show me. And what she showed me was, no matter what she was telling me, what she showed me was that everything with me and her, it felt transactional. It felt like whatever I could do for her to make her feel like she's wanted, then we're good. But the moment I said no to doing something, then we're not good. So, bye. That's how it is. It is what it is with me. Like, I'm not in a place of where I need to do all this stuff to start over, to make a friend, to get to know this person, to show them that I care, to show them, hey, I'm different, how I'm gonna treat them. I don't got time for that. I really don't want to do that right now. I really don't want to be that guy right now to be a sweetheart and genuine and doing all this stuff to show a person, hey, that I'm into you, I'm in blah blah blah. I'm not into that right now. I'm not on that. I want to explore. So one of the things that I'm going to do is, when I'm able to have the 4 days off that I'm actually off, like a weekend, or I'm off all 4 days or 3 days or something like that, I'm going to just go do me like a little small mini exploration vacation somewhere. Somewhere close, somewhere I've never been, or if I have been, I haven't been often. And that's what I'm going to do. And just do some solo dolo stuff, and it is what it is. But I'm just not in the mode of trying to please and take care of y'all ungrateful daughters. I'm just not doing it right now in life. I'm not in that mindset. I'm not able to be that guy right now where I'm able to be genuine and sweet and give flowers and get to know somebody. If you're not here for what I want you to be here for, then I don't want you here. Plain and simple. That's how it is. I ain't looking to, you know, for a long time right now. I'm just looking for a good time. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for no long relationship. No, I'm not looking for none of that right now. None of that. Not zero of it. I'm looking for a good time right now. If you can say, hey, I'm ready to have a good time, I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to do that, let's go have that good time. That's what I'm on. We can go together, but I'm not paying for you. I ain't flying nobody out, I ain't driving nobody out, I ain't doing none of that. I took care of somebody's daughter before. I ain't doing that again right now. Nah, I'm good on that. If we go somewhere, we say we want to go somewhere, I'll meet you there. How about that? I'll meet you there. 'Cause I'm not paying for it. I'm just not gonna do it. Sorry, I had to take a tea break. I'm still, sipping a little tea. It's the basic Lipton tea bag. I don't know if I stated that in the beginning, but that's the type of stuff that I'm on right now. And eventually, I know that it quite possibly could change. But I do want to say I do respect the people that was able to, for one, to still be married. For the people that got married and are still married and they still going, I respect that. I truly respect that. If you still married and you've been married for 20 years or whatever, however long you've been married and you still going, hey, I respect that. I hope you make it. You know what I'm saying? And I even respect the people that got married, got a divorce, got remarried, or got another divorce and got remarried, I respect that too, because you didn't give up and you didn't lose sight of love. Like I'm not saying I'm bitter. I'm not bitter, because one day I do want love again. But I don't know if I want a marriage again. And this is just me speaking right now after coming through it. I'm not saying that my thoughts are 100% thought out or 100% in a good place, in a good spot in my heart or whatever, but these are just my thoughts, So I respect people that got remarried. I just don't know if I will. But I don't want to not be in love. I do want to be in love again one day. But I don't know if I want to get married again one day. But I also am that type that I am a sucker for love, and I do want to make that whomever that is feel special. And so I do see myself where I would get married again to make that person feel special, because let's say they never been married but they want to get married. And if they, are that one and they giving me the things that I want and treating me the way that I want it to be treated, then yes, I probably would. But it's hard to see that right now. It's hard to see that, what is it? River in the forest? Whatever it is, It's hard to see, or the light. I don't know. Whatever the analogy is that I'm trying to say, y'all kind of know what I'm trying to say, but I don't know it right now. But yeah, that's what's going on with me in life and what's new. That's pretty much all that's new with me is I need to go outside more. Not outside, popping stuff, but I do need to go in more social environments, because I haven't been, the most social lately. I kind of just remain to myself, kind of. And so I feel that I do need to, go out in more social environments and let my hair down and have a good time. I've been focused on the main thing right now, and so that's what's taking up the space in my mind and trying to make sure I get that all together. So I will say I do need to go outside more. eventually and, have fun and explore and get to know new people. That's one thing. And not only get to know new people, but I need to, get to be around the people that were here for me in hard times and some of the times that were dark for me. So I should, be able to go out and spend time with them as well. And on another note, this may ruffle some feathers, but it's me. I wouldn't be me if I didn't do that. Let's just say I'm not gonna go into grave detail or anything, but I do want to say that before we end, because this episode probably will be an hour. This one's going to be a little longer. I do want to say that as human beings, as people, we have to do a better job of holding each other accountable for the mistakes that we make and holding each other accountable for when we are wrong, when that person is wrong. It doesn't matter if we got to stop being yes men. It's a lot of yes men, and we got to stop being that. We got to hold each other accountable, because if we are family, and or we say we are family, we got to hold every person accountable for the actions that they make, right or wrong, And people can hold me accountable because I ain't got no yes men around me. So if I'm doing something stupid or anything like that, I already know who's gonna check me. I already know I'm gonna get checked. You know what I'm saying? For whatever I'm doing that's wrong. Whatever I'm doing that is out of character of me. So we just have to do a better job of holding each other accountable. We can't just brush it off and make it seem like it's not that big a deal or whatever. To that person, it was a big deal. To the person that they hurt was a big deal. To the person that they offended was a big deal. To them, it was a big deal. So we can't just brush things off and say, oh, it's probably not a big deal, or make it underplay it or devalue it. You know what I'm saying? We gotta look it in the face and say what it is, and hold the person accountable for how they made this person feel. We can't victimize the person that's making somebody else feel like a victim. Or we can't victimize the predator. Is that the right way to say that? But yeah, we can't do that. And at the same time, we gotta learn to have a voice of our own. We gotta learn to be able to not put ourselves into these situations. And even if we are in these situations, we gotta be able to get ourselves out of that situation. We gotta be woman enough or man enough to speak on it. We can't just allow someone to make us feel a certain way without speaking on it. There's not ever gonna always be someone there that, stands there and fight for your be on your behalf. Sometimes you're gonna have to fight on your own behalf. Sometimes you're gonna have to speak your own mind. But at certain times, we gotta still do a better job of just looking out for each other as humans. There's been so many times that, we try to divide each other because of the color of our skin. But, we just have to do a better job as humans, human beings, as neighbors, as family, as friends, to protect one another and just be there for one another. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop coddling grown men and women. At some point, they got to grow up. At some point, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, or next year, or whatever, at some point they got to grow up. And people just got to learn the lesson the hard way, and people just got to grow up and smell the coffee, so to speak. At some point you do. You got to grow up. You ain't going to always have mom and dad or big brother, big sister, whatever there to protect you or coddle you. You know what I'm saying? You got to grow up at some point. At some point, somebody has to grow up and somebody has to say, hey, I want different for my life. And this ain't what it is. And they got to grow up and be a man or a man or be a woman and be better than what they were the day before. But that's just something that we got to do. And I mean, if I offend somebody and I spoke out of line, hey, I'm not going to apologize because it ain't sincere. And I meant everything that I said. So I'm one of those people that's going to stand on whatever I say. So if I offended you, hey, I'm sorry. Or no, I'm not sorry. I apologize for apology that I wasn't sincere with. It's just not right, you know. You can't offend somebody and then just downplay it. So it's what it is, you know. Now I move on to another subject, another topic. And it's just hopefully my message got through to somebody. Hopefully that we can move forward and be better as people, as one another. One thing that I will say that is, I will say that maybe don't hold grudges so much. Maybe you accept it, but you don't hold that grudge so much, and you grow from it. I've been one to hold grudges and not let them go. And the space that I'm in right now is different. It's a peace thing. So I want to have as much peace as possible. And I want to have peace all around me and have just peaceful vibes and just have a good, sincere, peaceful life. That's the one thing that I will say about living here alone is just, it's peaceful. Living in the country is peaceful. I don't have anyone that I have to worry about besides myself. And so it's peaceful because I don't have to worry about being hurt or hurting someone or offending someone or any of that stuff. So I'm at peace to that extent, and it's been good. It's been good. I want to hopefully get through to people and hopefully just tell them, like, even if things are bad, you know, it's always tomorrow and things are always going to look up. And once you find that joy and peace and within yourself, everything else doesn't matter. It's just a joy that, like, nothing can bring you down or nothing will affect your day type of thing. Like, even if it is some bad stuff that happened, you're able to look past the bad and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so it's just, you just gotta find that space in life with whatever it is, whether it's your job or whatever. Car, your whatever hobby, your loved one, whatever it is, just find that joy and just focus on that joy to get you through like the hard times, because it's gonna be hard times. And just forgive people and learn to forgive people. This is something I had to learn. This is something that I had to learn myself, is to forgive people in order to move on. Because me, the person I am, I hold grudges. So me, I will hold a grudge and I'll move on, and I'll just be like, I remember what that person did to me or how that person acted towards me, and I'll move on and I'll throw that to the side, and I won't go back and pick that friendship up. But as I've gotten older and I've learned that life is short, shorter than super short, so I've learned to try to forgive, not forget, but forgive, and not so much hold a grudge against anyone, but in turn forgive the person and just hopefully move on to brighter pastures. Because if it's not truly something like disrespect or something like that, then more than likely you can move on and be cordial and be friendly with the person. And so I was holding grudges with people, and I knew that they meant me no harm. They were going through life just like I was going through life. And so you just say I'm sorry, and you dap them up and you hug them, and you move on and you accept their apology, and hopefully things will be better in the future. But that's just life. Life is all about side missions. Side missions here, side missions there. And eventually, you'll get to the finish line. So with that, thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Sincerely Podcast. This is your host signing out. Sincerely, with love.